Welcome to Rhema for Today.
Because you're not going to break a rule if you're being led by the Spirit. Because if God's not going to lead you and guide you to do something that's anti-God, it's anti what he wants. But if you think it's all about rules, it's because your perspective is not all about him. And I'm not trying to, get on any kind of this message. It's not about this message or that message. It's not a one versus the other, because there is no one versus the other. If you can't follow the rules, you can't follow God. And it's not about, I just can't follow the rules. It's because you're thinking about the rules. Quit thinking about the rules and think about your God.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Craig Hagin continues his teaching, Don't Be Stupid, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Craig Hagin for today's message.
You just have problems. And the fact of the matter is, nobody wants to know that they have problems, because if they wanted to know that, nobody who actually really needs, self-help buys self-help books. It's always their parents or their brother or their friends or their roommate or there's someone else that tries to buy it for them, because nobody wants to hone up to it. Now, we do find out, eventually this kid figures out he has problems, but it took a while to get to that step. And it wasn't going to start, he didn't have to get to that place if he would have fixed some issues before he left the house. And many times I have seen, especially younger people, doesn't mean, don't have to be just younger people, but I've seen a lot of people in general, they start having issues and they start getting discontented. And so instead of facing the issues and problems, they leave the house. And they're thinking, I'll just leave the house and it'll be a whole lot better. Because, over there, have you seen the beaches at the country next door? They got nice beaches. They got beautiful, beautiful women or beautiful, handsome guys, I guess, if you're a lady. And I can just sit out by the beach, and I'll have plenty of money. I can get me a place right there on the beach, and I can have, the waves come up there, and I can afford to hire guys to go out and they can go fish, fish for me. I can have fresh fish every day, and, if I feel like I'm, I want something else, I can afford to do whatever I want. So why should I be here living with my dad, and I got my frustrating brother John over there better than I all the time, telling me how good he is, and why do I want to live like that? Plus here in my dad's house, I got all these rules. And I got all these different things, and I don't like these rules. I found out that a lot of people are frustrated because they think, I got to follow these 10 rules, and I got to follow these rules, and if I, got to do the hokey pokey and turn myself around, and that's what I get. But see, it's not really about any rule. If you're worried about the rules, then you don't know God. You know what frustrates me when people start saying, the church has become all about rules. No, the church has always been about rules. anything that's stable is really about rules. And you know what? It doesn't matter if we write the rules down for you or don't write the rules down for you. Technically, the rules that were written down are not for us. The rules were written down for the Jewish people, because we don't have the rules anymore. Oh, bless God, now I can live like I want to live. No, you can't live like you want to live. You don't have the rules because you have the Son of God living on the inside of you. So with the Son of God, why would you, as many as led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. So if you're being led by the Spirit, you don't have to have rules. Because you're not going to break a rule if you're being led by the Spirit. Because if God's not going to lead you and guide you to do something that's anti-God, it's anti what he wants. But if you think it's all about rules, it's because your perspective is not all about him. And I'm not trying to, get on any kind of this message. It's not about this message or that message. It's not a one versus the other, because there is no one versus the other. If you can't follow the rules, you can't follow God. And it's not about, I just can't follow the rules. It's because you're thinking about the rules. Quit thinking about the rules and think about your God. All right, it's not about, you know, and most of people, they think the rules are just the Ten Commandments, and I don't know any person that really, I mean, you know, well, don't serve any other God except the Lord God Most High. Okay, well, that's pretty easy. I don't even have to think about that one. You know, maybe when it comes down, you know, and I'm hoping that you're not going to kill somebody, you know, hope you don't want to take people's, you know, stuff from them or whatever. Maybe the lion thing is kind of gets, I think it's when it gets to that lying deal, it causes issues. Well, you know, it's okay to lie half the time, you know, and if it's okay to lie half the time, then why whenever you were a little kid that you would say, you know, look at somebody that's a liar and say, liar, liar, pants on fire, or call them a big fat liar or make fun of them because they were doing something that wasn't right and you knew it without even knowing the rules. Your parents never had to tell you, you know, I don't think that your dad and mom sat down with you one day whenever you were 3 or 4 years old and said, son, these are the rules, you don't lie. I think you figured that out earlier. And in fact, a lot of parents never even told you the rules. Whenever you lied, you got a whipping, and you never even got the rules because you were expected. People in that house don't lie. It wasn't whether it's a rule or not a rule. We, as United States citizens, it's not like we go down to our law book to figure out if we can have this or don't do this. I mean, you know, and it's not like, well, you know, we can just kill people and not ever get prosecuted or, I mean, we never think like that. But I'm going to tell you what something else, I just thought about this. The people that are breaking the rules don't want the rules. Really, if you're really worried about the rules, then you're worried because you're not living by the rules and you're not feeling right on the inside of your heart. And that's not because you're breaking the rules, it's because the Holy Spirit says, you know what, we shouldn't be doing that. And it's not about Pastor so-and-so coming up here and says, thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not do that. It's about something on the inside that's convicting and you don't like it. Well, I don't believe, you know, the Lord, you know, convicts me because he, you know. Well, then how can he lead you? And if somebody leads you, they also have to lead you what not to do. And I don't care, well, yeah, but so-and-so, he's a theologian. I don't care if he's an astronaut. I don't care what he is. The fact of the matter, if the Bible says, you know, if we're led by the Spirit of God, we're the sons of God. If we're the sons of God, the Spirit of God leads us, but the Spirit of God leads us by, my grandfather always said, the Holy, you know, I go as much about what he does say is also what he doesn't say. If I don't feel a check, then I feel that it's okay. You know, a lot of times, though, what happens is we get checked and then we bring, we pull the rules card. Let's just be honest, okay, how many of you played sports or play sports? All right, you know, so let's just take, well, I guess basketball season over. Let's just take baseball. It's baseball season right now. Okay, so let's just say we're playing baseball and your team is losing. But you got, you know, bases are loaded, and you guys are down by a couple of runs. You're up to bat, and you strike out, and then you get mad. I can't believe we have these dumb rules. Why do we have to have 3 strikes? I mean, that's so stupid. Who put these rules down here? So everything is fine once everything's going your way. But when something begins not to go your way, you're like, we need to go change. I mean, we got to go to church. We're going to play a different baseball game. I'm going to go to a baseball game where we don't have strikes. You know, and unfortunately, there are games like that, and nobody wins and nobody loses, and why play? I mean, you know, I said, well, yeah, but they're just little kids or whatever. Yeah, but I guess they... See, when I was a kid, we used to have this thing on ABC, Wild West Sports, you know, said the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. But if you never experience either one, you don't understand how bad it is to lose when you've never won before. And we teach people, let's just exist. But I'm going to be honest with you. If you have a let's just exist attitude in life, you're going to have a let's just exist attitude in Christianity as well. What you do in life changes you. And it's not about just existing. It's about making your mark in this world. Making this place a better place. You know, about going out and doing something to help people. And see, but it has to start with forgetting about yourself. And that's what Jesus always talked about, not really wanting to be, you know, the guy on the head table. Let me sit in the back. I'll be fine with that. If you're willing to sit in the back, then you'll be put on the head table. Because it's not about exalting yourself. It's about exalting others. It's about helping other people. But see, many Christians, even though we see the teachings of Jesus, it's really all about us. Because see, really, in essence, Steve here was selfish. He wasn't concerned about, you know, helping the family, you know, become a bigger farm or a better farm or be the, you know, the biggest farm in, you know, in whatever world, you know, whatever land. He was more concerned about how can I go do something. But see, you have to get the I mentality out of your life. And see, the I mentality will come against all kinds of rules and all kinds of this is the way it is. Now, like I said, if you go play a baseball game, basketball game, or whatever, then you know the rules. Now, if you happen to play a game you've never played before, maybe you don't know all the rules, but someone will quickly teach you the rules. It might frustrate you. I mean, maybe you played a card game, maybe you played, you know, and you didn't realize. Now, see, sometimes whenever you're learning a new game, you didn't realize all the rules. Now, maybe I'll just take a dodgeball, all right? You don't know that actually you could catch the ball. You know, you just think I either have to get out of the way or let it hit me. Well, whenever you're a bigger person, if, you know, getting out of the way, sometimes there's no way. I mean, you know, I don't care how quick your reflexes is. I mean, so the best strategy when you're bigger is learn to catch the ball.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with our hosts, Craig Hagen and Denise Hagen Burns. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagen, Kenneth W. Hagen, and the rest of the Hagen family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Healing is Ours USB drive featuring Kenneth E. Hagen, Kenneth W. Hagen, and Craig Hagen. Next is Lynette Hagen's CD entitled, Do I Really Have to Forgive? Last but not least is Denise Hagen Burns' CD entitled, Living in Continual Peace. All these items for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagen Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Now, let's join Craig Hagen and Denise Hagen Burns.
And then we have right here on the Rhema USA campus our annual Kindle the Flame Women's Conference. It is our 25th anniversary this year. It's going to be going on September 25th through the 27th, and you're not too late to register. Wonderful services, luncheons, a Saturday social, breakout sessions, a candlelight service, a lot of fun. So join us, but try to register.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Craig Hagen's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen.